collective minds radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace, family. What's going on? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotel for Barbara Ghani, assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Montoya, Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We back again, family. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We at Collective Minds say we all ain't got to think alike, but we all have to think. So, yeah, we here. It's the end of March. We already one quarter down 2020. So this is the last certainty of the month. And, you know, we doing open discussion. So hit us up. Let us know what's on your mind. We're going to talk about, you know, what's been going on in the news this week. Hit us up at number 929-477-1697. And before we get started, like always, Queen Lijo, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for us?
No announcements other than to say I will had a great week. Hope everybody had a great week as well.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And my brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? And do you got any announcements for us?
Man, I'm highly favored. All is good. Blacktastic. Only announcement, I'll read it to you. The push toward unity is a continuous work, and the Nubian Leadership Circle is proceeding full steam ahead. The second National Black Leadership Summit by the Nubian Leadership Circle, which is a nationwide alliance of black leadership groups and organizations, will be held virtually April the 3rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's Eastern Time. The gathering will feature opening remarks by none other than the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And pursuing the creation of our own black nation is the theme for the April 3rd gathering. So again, April 3rd, look into that. Pursuing the creation of our own black nation is the theme of this National Leadership Summit. They did one in December of last year, and that was about 260,000 people who viewed that online event. So hopefully this will be a good event as well.
All right.
Sounds good. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, family. So, yeah, we here. This is Collective Mind. That was our brother Mufasa Ra. I'm Cosmic Kev, and we got Queen Rigel. Hopefully to share constructive dialogue with the family this evening. So hit us up. Let us know what's on your mind. I don't have any announcements. Y'all, we can get right into it. If y'all had anything, you know, particular that y'all wanted to discuss and put on the table, you know, I'm going to get the floor to y'all if y'all got something going.
Okay. Well, I know for me, I don't have much right now. I know it was just a few things that they've been kind of talking about. I think they had signed a bill. I know there's been a lot of hype and a lot of frustration with people expressing about the, they say they're trying to suppress voters. In particular, they say they're targeting black voters with this new bill that they passed. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but they're saying like, you can't bring people water while they're in line, certain things like that, certain times, and I think they are restricting certain times and stuff, and a lot of people saying that they are targeting most of the black people, and they're trying to prevent blacks from voting. I think they signed it the other day, a few days ago, in Atlanta or something like that. So if anybody know more about this situation, you can bring that up, because I did kind of briefly hear about it as they've been talking about it, and I haven't caught the full story yet. But I would like to know a little bit more about that if somebody is familiar with that situation.
Say it ain't so.
Yeah, I mean.
Not on Joe Biden's watch. I can't believe Joe Biden and team is having voter fraud going on their watch. Say it ain't so. Not the saint. Not with the saint, the savior in office.
Yeah. Hilarious.
And one other thing, too, if anybody know more about this particular situation, I think this summer the Bill Gates Project is supposed to start where he'll be blocking the sun and limiting certain limiting the amount of sun time we would get. I think that project that he has going on is supposed to start this summer. So that's another thing to kind of keep your eyes out for, too.
Oh. Right now, I did hear about that. Yeah, but I heard about that, but I didn't know it was going to start this summer. I don't think, I mean, I would be surprised if they let him go through with this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not putting nothing past him, but I would be surprised if they even let him go through with this. But I did hear some rumblings about him trying to block out the sun. For reasons like, you know, the liberals pushing that whole agenda that global warming and, you know, the planet is getting hot. So that's a heavy liberal agenda that they're pushing, you know, basically saying the temperature of the earth is rising and it's going to melt these polar caps and whatnot, which I don't buy into myself. Personally, I just think it's just a natural cycle of the earth. You know, it moves, it gets hot, it gets cold, the temperature rises, you know, a degree or whatever, or lowers or whatnot. But I don't buy into the whole global warming thing myself. And if it do heat up, I think that's a good thing. So let's heat it up. You know what I'm saying? If it
burn it down.
Hot, burn it down. You feel me? So, yeah, that'd be interesting with Bill Gates, though. I don't know what. Is he on? But I did hear, you know, rumblings about that. But I would be surprised if they let that man start that project, you know, to block out the sun. So that's where I'm at with that one.
Block out the sun.
Yeah, that's correct. Exactly.
You know, these they can forget trying. Look, what God, Allah got in plan for this universe, they can keep trying to stop. But you can't stop it. You know, some things are just inevitable. And you just need to just fall back and let them fall into place. People do too much. I say this all the time. That's one thing I don't think, as long as we've been doing this blog talk, it's two things that I always say. I've been saying this from the beginning. One is people do too much. And two, you can fix it by taking away free will. I just don't know if I'm going to ever change with that. Especially with what you just told me with this blocking out the sun. I mean, man, I'm a human, and I'm tired of humans. We just do too much.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes, indeed. Now, did y'all hear about this story? This story was kind of trending. And this is a wild story. It was two girls in D.C., Washington, D.C., they ended up trying to carjack a Uber driver. I don't know if it was Uber Eats or just an Uber driver. But,
yeah.
Yeah, they tried to carjack his car, And during the whole incident, when they finally got to the car, the passenger came back and he was holding on to his car. So they ended up speeding off, driving around a corner, flipping the car over, and killing this man.
Yeah.
So now, not only did they carjack a car, but these young girls have a murder on their hands. Yeah, I think they're like 13 and 15 or something like that.
13 and 15.
13 and 15, right. Two teens. They say a father of three. The man was from Springfield, Virginia, which is in the D.C. area. And there's a video online that went viral of them actually in the car, people yelling and whatnot. He like, hey, leave my car alone. And they ended up pulling off. The car flipped over. The girls actually climbed out the car and try to start running, but they ended up getting apprehended when you watch the video. But the dude body was just laying there lifeless. They got apprehended by, I think, like some National Guard type guy or something that was in D.C. But it's an interesting case because, of course, you know, race has been thrown in it and whatnot. The mayor is in a hot seat, I think, for what they're saying, I guess, being like tone deaf in response to, in response to the Uber driver. But I found that story fascinating because I'm like, what are these 13 and 15-year-old girls doing trying to steal, carjack a car?
Hey.
That's just crazy to me,
know,
bro. Like, go ahead,
that's
bro.
That's good that you mentioned that because I'm going to throw out there what one thing that was on my mind today also, and we still can touch on what you brought up, but this ties in with what was on my mind for this week. Is the stuff that was going on in Miami with the spring breakers. I've been seeing all these videos of females fighting,
right.
One in particular, where it was a whole mob of females, probably was about 20 of them, fighting like wild, savage animals in the streets, talking about breasts popping out, you know what I'm saying, the whole nine, like stomp, one girl stomping another one, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So...
That's right.
Ties in with what you brought up. I don't understand what the deal is, especially with the females. Like, why are these females going so hard in the paint as far as, you know, fighting and committing crimes? Like, you know, when I hear stuff like that and see stuff like that, all I keep thinking about is the saying that a nation can rise no higher than this woman. So when I see females who are taking in things like this, it's like, man, how many of these, you know, females got children or plan on having children, and what are you going to instill in your children if you're out here acting like this and showing out like this?
Right.
I was just gonna. You go ahead and finish me, Foster, because this is something unrelated, but I don't want to forget it, and I don't think I will. So you go ahead and finish.
Okay, I was gonna say I know we had a show about before, about you know, where the biggest responsibility lies with rebuilding a civilization with a man and a woman, or with men or women, and I still see it more so. The importance is with the female, because the female, like I said before, raises the children. And if you got women out here clowning like this, you know, carjacking and fighting in the streets, and, you know, you got females out here acting like that, who's teaching the children that they may have or plan on having? Who's teaching them? What are you instilling in them? You know what I'm saying? They have to... All this stuff is in the female's DNA. It's probably why they acting the way they acting, because it's already inbred. This savagery is already inbred in their DNA. You know,
right?
Man, it's just the females need a for real makeover. You know, because to me it's getting worse. It's not getting better. We got all these shows that we look at, Love and Hip Hop, and stuff like that that just show women in a negative light. You know, you look on social media, women twerking and doing all, just all types of stuff that we ain't going to raise no higher than our women are. So we got a society of women that ain't, excuse my language, but ain't S-H-I-T. And how you think the rest of, how you think the population of the society is going to be? It's going to be just like the women that's raising it, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. But I'll throw it back in Rigel's court. Teach us more.
Yeah, I remember us having this discussion. I remember us having this discussion very well. And like you, my stance stays the same. I agree with you. However, we cannot leave out the males. You guys have an equal role, an equal amount of responsibility. Both parties have to have certain standards, a higher standards, to make it work right. You can't just put it off on one side. Both parties have the equal amount of responsibility to do it. They may have different roles. However, each party that's involved, the man and the female, has to still both work and do things to their full capacity. No one should be lacking in their role. Because if the man lacking his role, it's going to affect the woman anyway in her role. The woman lacking her role is going, vice versa, it's going to have an effect on the male. I think both parties have the same equal amount of responsibility to uplift and grow the generation underneath them. And that's all I'm going to say with that.
Hey, well,
the one
right.
thing I just...
You know, also, right, in this day and time now, shoot, it's a thing going around like the women don't say they don't need us no more.
Yeah. But I don't care about that.
It's not how we're supposed to do our part. And the thing is, we don't need no man. We don't need y'all. We got them.
Yeah, but just because they think
they just need us for a lay, which we know a lot of times that lay turns into a baby. And then,
right.
boom. But they, like I said, they're saying they don't need us.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter just because they say it. That doesn't mean that it's true. You got both men and women thinking you got a woman thinking she's a man. That don't mean it's true. You got a man thinking he's a woman. That don't mean it's true. So that part
right.
of it don't matter. You know.
Right.
But...
speaking of that,
you guys,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Reopen up.
I think I know what Brother Cliff is going to talk about.
Huh?
No, I think when Brother Cass says, speaking of that, I think I know what he was going to say, but I'm going to wait and see if he's
right.
going to say what I
right.
think he's going to say.
Right.
Go ahead.
Right.
Now, right. We don't want you to forget what you was going to say.
I ain't going to forget it. It's going to relate, so I'm not going to forget it.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, did y'all see, and I haven't seen it, and I'm really scared to click on it, but this guy, Lil Nas X, has a video.
Oh,
out.
I knew it.
Speaking of what y'all talking about, but that goes into the conversation of how they trying to effeminize, you know, the young children, the black male in particular. From what they're saying, if
you seen it right,
like,
I haven't heard about it. I saw something today related to him, but it was about a shoe, and I didn't click on it.
Oh, man. I've seen it, y'all.
You seen it? Okay, break it down. What's going on, bro?
Oh, it's
break
rough.
It down for
it. It's rough. All I can say, I'll say this. You know,
what's up?
He definitely is a male acting like a female. Like, it's a part in there where he is lap dancing the devil.
For real?
Giving Satan a lap dance as a man.
For real?
As a man is giving the devil, image portraying the devil, a lap dance.
Right. No.
Now,
you
can take that. Yeah, I'm dead serious. That right there will tell you the flow of the whole video. That'll tell you the story of the whole video.
Yeah,
so,
this young
wait
man.
A minute,
they
hold on, because I'm totally lost
out.
Here. I didn't hear about anything. So are you saying he came out with a new video, and this is his video that's
yes.
that?
Okay. Right, he came out with a new music video, and it was kind of controversial because of what's going on in the video. And according to Mufasa, yeah, you say he's lap dancing on the devil?
Yes.
Oh, my God. See, this is why
Nas
we got to protect
Isaac, as a boy, yeah. is giving the Satan image. And, you know, the image
wow.
we always, you know, they always portray to us as Satan, as this red man with horns. You know, giving him a lap dance.
He sounds
yeah,
dumb.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's
rough. It's horrible.
Wow,
okay, and then anything else in it? Any what else? You know, any other images? You see?
Yeah,
or
I
what?
Mean, him just, that's one
What's
of the worst
the name
ones,
of the
but
video?
You know, him
song,
just
right?
start saying, yeah. I can't even think of the name of the song. I'm sure if you just put in Lil Nas X new video, you gonna see it.
Yeah,
but he's sashaying
yeah.
around. Oh, he pole dancing like a stripper.
Wow, bruh.
Yeah, got pink hair
wow.
on one part, changing his hair
yeah.
color. Yeah, he's pole dancing and giving the devil a lap dance.
It's called Montero. Montero,
yes,
call
right.
me by your name or something like that. That's the name of the that's the name of the video. Montero.
I wouldn't watch it in front of your little children.
Right, exactly. So yeah, this just goes to show that it's definitely an agenda out there. When he came out with that first song, I kind of knew something was up. Because how quickly, you know, they got Billy Ray Cyrus on the remix and stuff. So I think they had been planning this basically to get a gay rapper in the industry or whatnot. And I don't even know if he could be classified as a rapper. I really don't know what genre this little fella's in. But, yeah, that's just disgraceful, man. They using this dude as a pawn to push an agenda. And it's sad that you know, that he can't see that, I guess. Yeah, I heard about that. But, yeah, I probably won't watch it. I think I heard enough. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take people's word for it. And, no, I won't be watching that. And I will get my kids if they try to turn it on, if I know about it. But, yeah, that's interesting, family. But if you're just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. We are here. We're just discussing things that went on throughout the week. Hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. And let us know what's on your mind. We'll get to the call lines in a second. Did you want to tap into some, Roger?
Well, I was just going to say that you guys know that they reopened up that case of that young man, the black teen that was found in the mat in the gym at the school. They reopened that case.
Yeah, I heard about that down in Atlanta, in that area, I believe. Well,
yeah,
we'll see how that play out. Hopefully, they get to the bottom, to the truth, or whatnot. But,
you know his name. You remember his name on top of your head? If not, I know I got it here somewhere. Because I want to know his name.
I don't.
No, I don't.
Hold on, I think I got it. His name is Kendrick Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah,
Kendrick Johnson.
Okay. That sounds about right.
It happened in Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened in Georgia. Yeah, I want to say a suburb of Atlanta.
Yeah, Kendrick.
Definitely Georgia.
Kendrick Johnson. A Georgia sheriff said March 10th he's reopened an investigation into the 2013 death of the teenager whose body was found inside a rolled-up gym mat at his high school. Yeah, that case definitely need to be reopened.
Yeah, the nerve of them to even call it a death. That's a murder. You know, if they can call the Asians a hate crime, surely they can put enough respect on this situation. You know that this was a murder.
Yeah, I mean, thinking about it back when it came out, they say his body was missing some of the organs.
Right, right, yeah. I heard that too. Yep. I heard that too. So, yeah, that'd be interesting. Hopefully that, you know, that work out for that man and his family. You know what I mean?
Oh, real quick,
we'll
too.
Where are we at with the
George Floyd case? I haven't followed that too much. What's been going on with that, with the officers involved in that case?
They did the last I heard, they did the jury selection, right? And they was going to the jury selection. They had picked the jurors. And they was talking about actually delaying the court case. They was going to delay the court case because his family had got that that large settlement. You know, the city of Minneapolis had gave the family like $27 million. And from what they were saying, like that would be some of the jurors would be tainted based on that settlement. That was kind of the last I heard, but they still in the process. I think they might have pushed it back or delayed it a little bit. But it's still going to be going down, you know, this spring or summer. It's still supposed to be going down. But I think
speaking
the picture's in myself, like, huh?
No, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I think the fix is in, and I think he get a slap on the wrist. Again, we had talked about it before. I think they charged him with third degree, and you know he may or may not get convicted of that. And I think the minimum sentence on that is like 4 or 5 years in Minnesota, something like that. So, yeah, it sounds like the fix is in, if you ask me. You know, I think the fix is in. I think they go try to push the narrative that Floyd died of an overdose, right, which is crazy because they're trying to tell us we didn't see this man get choked out. Like, we didn't see this man yelling on TV saying that he can't breathe and this and that. But, no, they go tell us, listen. You didn't see that. He died because he was high and he was a drug addict. The police did not kill him. So this is the BS they're going to try to sell us. So, you know, just look for it, family. They're going to try to use that he was high on drugs and that's why he died. Not to mention the knee on his neck obstructing his breathing. You know what I'm saying? Don't mind that. It was
right.
The drugs and he killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, be on the lookout. Like, you know, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. And I think they want him to get off because they want, you know, they want to get the whole Black Lives Matter crowd out there and get people riled up and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? With no justice. So I think that's part of the agenda. You know, they're going to let him off and then get prepared for Minnesota to, you know, start rioting again and whatnot, and you know, just replay the same thing that we've been saying for the last 20 years, really. You know what I'm saying? Since the Trayvon Martin thing, really. You know, they had these trials set up, they let these cops off, and then they get ready for the protest. So it's a vicious cycle. You know, no justice is ever rendered, and they just keep playing the game. You know. But, you know, we'll see. We're going to keep an eye on it.
They just say, here, give them some money. They'll be fine.
Right.
That's all they want.
Money. Yeah, we're going to keep an eye on it. The official trial has not started yet. But I think it'll be starting here shortly, spring or summer. It'll be starting. We'll keep an eye on that.
Did you guys ever watch that Tamika Mowry response to Tamara Rice's mother.
I watched the of it. Yeah, I watched the beginning of it. I didn't get to watch the whole thing, but
okay.
From the little piece I saw, she sounded like she was trying. She was coming politically correct, and she didn't really, you know, come for Samaria Rice, Tamir Rice's mother. I don't think she really came for it. She just kind of played it smooth, from what I saw. So,
I know we didn't throw a lot on the table. I know we didn't throw a lot on the table, but one more thing that's been hot is that whole Derek. What's the guy named Derek and his wife? Social media guy?
Derek Jackson.
All right.
How do y'all
right,
feel about what's
boy.
Going on with Derek Jackson? If people don't know, Derek Jackson is apparently, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but a YouTuber, social media guy that gave like advice to females about how to deal on men and how, you know, things that men should do. But apparently he cheated on his wife and came out and did a confessional video on it. And in the confessional video, he got his wife on her dressed normally to some, but people were bashing her, saying how she looked toe down. And they were, you know, bashing her on how her dress, bash him for what he did. It's just been a big mess of things.
Yeah.
So I don't know how y'all feel about his situation.
Well, I don't like the fact that they, you know, was kind of targeting his wife over it, because I mean, hey, just so what she didn't have on. I think that just shows the mentality of the masses. Everything is so materialistic. You know, and that's all it was. It's not like they made it sound like she had stains on her shirt. You know, it wasn't a bonnet that they keep playing. You know, they exaggerating it to be a hair bonnet like that, like she's waking up or going to sleep, rather. But that's not what it was. But they, you know, they just exaggerated. I didn't like that part. I mean, but anybody who thought he was... I don't want to say it like this, and I don't mean it the way it's going to come out. Just for time's sake, I don't have the time to just really clarify, so just you know, be wise about what I'm saying. He's just he's a man, you know, so anybody that's so surprised that he was cheating, that's all on them, you know. Some of his advice was still good, and it's still good, even though he cheated, but just because he did it, that don't mean that what he said prior to that was so bad. I mean, yeah, he's a hypocrite, and he may have tried to come off like, you know, he was a special guy, but if anybody fell for that, then they were the ones that was the fool for just, you know, falling for the fact that they thought he was so special. You know, he just was giving out, you know, good information, you know, so there's two different things there for me, you know, but I didn't like everybody coming for his wife either, though. But they, from my understanding, the cheating happened a while ago. We just now finding out about it because I think he's still cheating. I think they're saying he's still cheating. But she left him over the cheating over a year ago. She was gone for a long time, for some months, they claim, anyway. And she ended up coming back. They worked it out. And then it became known publicly that he was a cheater. I think one of his little girlfriends came out with receipts and stuff that he was still dealing with her and all that. But on that video, though, that they came out with, I'm not going to even lie, his wife looked nervous now to me. She looked like, she did look concerning, like maybe, you know, she really didn't want to do it. But as far as just how she looked, her appearance and all that, yeah, I thought that was just overkill. I didn't think that was necessary.
Right. Yeah, they should have kept the focus on the brother instead of his wife, you know what I'm saying? But I actually did think that was a bonnet, though, so I was one of those. Yeah, I thought she had on a bonnet, but, you know, nevertheless,
I mean, and then at the same time, that's not really, and I get it. She could have came on there, you know, dressed up or made up, but from what I understand, that's not her thing.
Right,
that's
right,
not her
right.
thing to be in front of the camera, so...
I mean, even if it was a real bonnet, though, it's not like she had grease stains on her, stuff all on her face, not washed, all that stuff, it still was like, even if it was a real bonnet, it's like, okay, but folks just petty, and everything is done to stimulate. You know, they want more views and all that, so they'll use it, of course, use things to spin, to make more views, try to make somebody laugh, and, you know, all those things.
Right.
Okay.
So let me ask y'all this. What does that do to his following? Like, can he come back for that, or would you still support a person who was like, basically, you know, don't cheat, don't do this, don't do that, and then you find out they cheating or... Like, how does that hurt or help his brand? What do y'all think? Is he going to lose followers, gain followers? Or?
Yeah, he's definitely going to lose followers. Yeah, he's going to lose followers.
Right.
He's already lost.
Words are very white. You should practice what you preach.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I agree too, and then also too, it wasn't like, so for me, another issue would be too is that, because like I said, you can't put all your trust in anybody anyway. So first off, you really
right.
you don't want to look at anybody as like they so special that they can't make a mistake. But he,
right.
this wasn't like one-time thing. So he was really being fraudulent and contradicting with his lifestyle because this went on for a long time, and I think it was more than one as well. So it wasn't like he just kind of slipped up. He had a nanny or a secretary. They just kind of, you know, went out one night, and he kind of slipped up, made a mistake, you know. So he was actually, he knew what he was doing. It was like a premeditated thing because he was still cheating and then still making videos at the same time. So that there is not, that's not cool. And I think he will lose a lot of followers. He won't lose everybody, but, you know, I think he's going to lose a lot of followers. I think that hurt his brand.
Yeah.
I do. But some people just like, you know, you have some women that take their cheating husbands back. You'll have women that take him back too.
Right, exactly. The funniest thing I heard, you know, in response to this, they was like, because I'm about to be making a lot of his videos in the car. And they was like, he was either on his way to cheat or coming back from cheating when he was making all the videos. I said, golly.
In the car.
The internet.
His wife up in here with that mess.
Right. Because his wife know the truth. He couldn't do them at home. He had to do them on the road, en route. Damn.
Yeah.
That's a cold game. Shout out to that brother. You know what I mean? He was, you know, you definitely should practice what you preach. You definitely. You know, people want to see you got some type of integrity with your brand and what you're speaking about. You can't be talking about, no, I'm against crack and don't do drugs and crack is whack and you smoking crack. Like, you just don't do that one. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. So, but yeah, that was interesting, though.
I think the thing is to be all the way honest. You know, if you do be like,
right.
don't be like me. Don't smoke crack
exactly.
like me. You know?
Right.
You see
right.
what I
exactly.
said? So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
you see now, so if he had to came from that approach, you know, hey, I'm struggling.
Right.
You know, I'm cheating on my wife. Don't
I'm
be
cheating,
like me.
Right. right. Yeah, that is the angle.
And there
that's
you
a,
go.
That's indeed. That's true. So,
yeah, just
yeah,
be all the way right.
That play
no.
out. Right. Now one last thing, y'all, and then we'll get to the call lines here in a second. We have an open discussion, y'all. This is Collective Minds Radio. Hit us up, 929-477-1697. This just came out, too. Okay, it says Baltimore, the state attorney in Baltimore, which is Marilyn Mosby, a sister, they say that they have stopped prosecuting people for drug possession, prostitution, and other less serious offenses after experimenting amid pandemic to stop the spread of a virus behind bars saw the crime rate plummet. So basically, they're stopping, you know, the little petty criminals, the petty crime, drug possession, prostitution. They're going to stop prosecuting those. And I'm kind of a fan of that because I've always said I think all drugs should be legal, in my opinion. But that's a conversation we can have. But what do y'all think about them stopping, you know, prosecuting people for drug possession, prostitution, and other less serious offenses? Try to think about that.
I mean, I don't have a big problem with it, but I do think they should replace it with something. I don't think they should just be like, oh, okay, well, hey, go out there and prostitute and then leave it. I think you still want, as a society, want to have a certain standard for the society. So I think maybe you don't want to encourage it either. So I think it still should be something to replace it, some type of counter to still try to encourage a different lifestyle. You know, especially we see what it does to the community, you know, when you battling with drugs and you're addicted to drugs and things like that. So I don't think that's something, you know, you just want to totally just act like it's nothing either. You know, you don't have to treat it and as drastic measures like it has been done in the past with the law, you know, lock them up and all that stuff. But I'm okay with implementing or replacing it with something else to still kind of counter the action where it's not that encouraged to do, you know. So that's how I feel.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, I dig that. Yeah, I'm not saying you should just because a lot of people need some help, and especially when you're dealing with, like, prostitution, you know, you're talking about trafficking humans. You're talking about, it's a lot of stuff that come with that prostitution game. Talking about abandoned kids. You're talking about sex trafficking, all type of stuff. So they definitely need to address those issues. Drug addicts, drug addiction.
Yeah,
so I'm all about that. I'm all about getting, if you're addicted to drugs, getting you help. And if you are a petty drug dealer, meaning you're not, you know, you just moving little drugs here and there, and I'm talking about like hard drugs, then you need to find another outlet. It needs to be some type of, you know, trade school or something, some type of program to position brothers who are, you know, low level drug dealers, just pushing weight just to kind of get by, not really, you know, making a lot of money. Then that need to be some type of transition to get them brothers away from that type of lifestyle, you know. But again, like I've always said, you know, drug is a supply and demand business. The drug dealer never calls the drug user, you know, and make them buy drugs. It's always the other way around. So I understand the business, like when you take, you know, the morality out of it. Yeah, we understand what it does to the community, but in the world and the way the society is set up now, you know, people use drugs, you know, to escape. You know, they do. They use drugs to escape, and like I say, it's a supply and demand business. So I get that part, and I think a lot of people got locked up for really running businesses, even though they were drug businesses, of course. But, yeah, a lot of smart people got locked up, you know, behind those draconian drug laws from the 90s with your boy Sleepy Joe, you know, his crime bill and all that type of stuff was just locking up people who got caught up in a whirlwind of the drug trade, either using or selling. And a lot of that stuff could have been prevented. A lot of the people could have been rehabilitated, you know, if we would just took the right approach instead of just, no, we just go lock them up and throw away the key. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of support it. But it also points to this too. I think the cities are being rearranged now. You know, the major cities, the urban areas. You know, we've seen what happened with like gentrification and things like that. But it seems like the cities are kind of being gutted out. You know, on top of the gentrification, they kind of cleaning the cities out. You know, most of the American cities have a homeless problem. You know, they got to figure out what to do with the homeless. They go from St. Louis to New York to L.A., San Francisco, Chicago. All these places, you know, have major homeless problems in their city center. And, you know, they got to figure out how to deal with that and how do you move forward, you know, when you talk about moving into a digital and virtual world. You know, the cities are going to look a little different, you know, as we move into the future, in my opinion. So, you know, we'll
and
see
I
how
think
that plan
the denominator
out.
Here between all of these things, whether it's drugs, prostitution, homelessness, the common denominator here is mental illness. It's issues and how they're being dealt with. It's mental. So we have to figure out a way to maybe implement certain things like that to address the stress that people have that creates mental illnesses and teach people how to deal with certain things in society. You know, so I think mental illness is the common denominator, and I know we had discussed mental illness before on the show, and I think that's the common denominator between all those things. So because everything it starts from within anyway, you know, it's a thought, it's a decision that's made from within to do any of these acts. So I think
go ahead.
No, that was it.
Okay, yeah. So I was gonna say, just to wrap it up, that's starting in Baltimore. Like I said, the state attorney, Marilyn Mosby, basically declared an end to the war on drugs, and we'll see if this comes to, you know, a city near you. We gonna keep an eye on this story. I know in Oregon they have completely all drugs are legal in Oregon. So that includes all drugs, the hard stuff all the way down to, you know, to your weed or whatnot, to your marijuana. So, Oregon is doing that. And, so we'll see, you know, if that comes to a state or a city near you. So we'll keep an eye on that. Yeah. Anybody want to respond? Y'all want to call lines? What's good?
I don't have nothing to respond. We have the call lines. Area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
What are you guys doing today?
Hey, caller, how you doing, P?
Enjoying this day. What's going on? Peace. It's all good.
I got a few things to talk about. I was reading a piece where the former mayor of Baltimore, Catherine Pugh, had made some statements. First, she says, Baltimore public schools are broke. We don't even have enough money to heat our classrooms. Now, I don't know if she's still mayor there or not, but this is something she said in the past. Then she come out and say, I am committing $100,000 to send Baltimore students to protest for gun control in our nation's capital. First, she says the school is broke, don't have enough money for heat. Now she want to commit $100,000 to send students to the capital to protest gun control. And this is a black woman. And what's wrong with this picture? Where is her mind? Isn't this Baltimore school where you had 13 high schools, over 3,800 students in the high school? We're talking about black kids. And only 13 out of the 13 schools passed the state math test with proficiency.
Oh, wow.
What is more important? going on. Your president, Joe Jim Crow Biden, and the mess that he's causing. what the hell he's doing, or the people that's telling him. Look at the border. They just announced that they had 861 criminals caught crossing the Texas border area, including 92 sex offenders.
Not under Joe Biden's watch. Say it ain't so.
Yes, it is under Joe Biden's watch.
Oh, my God.
And when the senators go down to investigate, he told the staffers not to let them take pictures. Could you imagine Donald Trump even hinting on something like that? That's what I talk about, the hypocrisy. I just love to stick around so I can see what I know that's going to come out of these situations. That is totally ridiculous. And you guys got to see, but nobody talks about that. If it was Trump, that would be the entire conversation all the time, every day. But Joe Biden, if he know where he is, he gets away with a pass.
Sleepy
Another
Joe.
Point.
Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe.
Another point. This stuff about their suppressing black vote is a bunch of malarkey. How are they suppressing black vote? I guess we could say in these cities, in this particular case, the conversation is with Georgia. How is the black vote being suppressed? See, this is what gets me. They say the black vote is suppressed. Well, somebody hear that, they think it's all over the country. Kevin, do you know that black people that work in Missouri are afforded 3 hours off of work with pay to go vote 3 hours before the polls close?
Right.
And to make
right.
things really yeah. handy for you, taverns aren't allowed to sell liquor by the drink, and I think also even packaged liquor, on polling day until after the polls close to make sure you ain't drunk, which I still think people a lot are, when you go to pull the levers to vote. So you mean to tell me when you standing in line that they supposed to provide you with wings, pizza, and Arizona tea? That's
God,
what the discussion was down there in Atlanta.
No, I don't think they have to, but I don't think they have to ban it either. Like, they should make it illegal for someone to bring you water either.
You know why come they do that, Roger? Because it's
why?
Illegal to entice and pay people to go to the polls.
Okay.
You can't pay folks to go to the polls. I remember when Jimmy Carter was running against Reagan. You had, in the hood, people driving around in pickup trucks with people in the back. And I think they were drinking beer. That there, and asking for people to go out and vote for Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter needs your vote, they were saying over a loudspeaker. You get this paying people
yeah.
to go vote, you got some problems. Another thing that's out there, and with these illegals and these aliens that's supposed to be coming to the United States for a better life, that ain't the reason why come you immigrate to another country. Your reason for immigrating to another country is to make that country better for the people that's already there. When you look at your Asians, you look at your Taiwanese, you look at many of your African immigrants, that's exactly what they're doing. When you go into your hospital clinics, you got professional Asians manning the medical service, the doctors, the pediatricians, your surgeons. That's helping to make your life as an American better. But when you have those that come here looking for handouts in the form of welfare program and wanting and crowding your schools, which already don't have enough money for heat, like the mayor in Baltimore said, well, something's wrong with that. I didn't say that. She said that. Do St. Louis public schools have enough money, Kevin and Mustafa, to teach the kids?
No.
Well, if they don't have enough money,
it's not allocated, right?
If they don't have enough money to teach the kids in St. Louis public schools now, why you want to bring in some thousands of people from across the border that don't speak English? So that means what? You got to have classes that teach them English.
Right.
What was that language?
Because we love everybody.
But hang on. Wait a minute. What was that word for that way that black kids speak? That come up around the inner city? What was that word?
Ebonics.
Ebonics. So black children coming from the home speaking the language that they hear, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. That's what they hear their parents speak. That's their first teaching language is what they hear at home. But when they come to school, they be teachers and they be complaining that they can't speak English. But they don't provide any mechanism or resources to help them to better become more pronounced in a pronunciation of words. But you bring these people from out of Central America and you start special ESL programs for them. English, the second language. Something wrong with that picture. But wait a minute, too. United States give hundreds of millions of dollars to those countries in order to solve the problems that they reportedly have and that the people coming out of those countries reportedly say they are escaping. Hundreds of millions. Guatemala, 157 million. Honduras, 71 million. El Salvador, 85 million. So where is the money at that's supposed to go to help them solve the problems that they're escaping? And when you leave in any one of those countries, well, the thing to do is to go to the adjacent country, which would be Costa Rica or Belize, and even Mexico, to the U.S. Embassy, and apply for refugee status. But they don't do it. Somebody is coaching them to tell them to come clean up to the American border. And these folks don't look like they're starving to me. Have you looked at these women? These women are full-breasted.
Right.
Voluptuous. Is that the word, Kevin?
For voluptuous.
Voluptuous. They busting out of their jeans. These women ain't starving. These mothers.
Right.
Then you got kids that's coming up there unaccompanied by parents. They hit the border. You don't know who in the heck these kids belong to. Just think about it.
Right.
They don't speak English.
We know that this is a play from the liberal handbook, and they're using the immigrants as a buffer class to undermine black people. Because like you say, when they come over here, they go directly to the centers where it's, majority black a lot of time, and they get their economic game up, but yet they still have their own little community. You know what I'm saying? Where
well,
they
here's the thing, Kevin.
Dollars for them. And that's
here's
what
the
Democrats are doing through Joe Biden.
You just elected a Black Lives Matter politician named Cori Bush, and I understand she worked very hard in order to get an immigrant who was held up in a refugee situation, a sanctuary situation, in a church in Webster Groves. And the length of times he'd been here, and I think the report said he has fathered 5 children since he's here. I'm not sure about that now, but I read something along those lines. How the heck he get out the whole father 5 children, or any child at all? And you know what goes there. They're misusing the 14th Amendment, saying that any child that's born in the person born in the United States is a citizen. That ain't really what it says. It says it's under the jurisdiction, meaning that you had gave up your jurisdiction where you came from. These people are not renouncing their citizenship where they come from. And then to put more gasoline on the fire, you see the things that they're coming out now to attack kids and try to persuade them into a mode of sexual behavior that they otherwise probably never would. They got dolls now.
Yes.
With ponytails, a pretty dress. And when you raise the dress up on this girl, she's got a penis, Elijah. What comes with that?
Exactly. Huh? See, this is how, that's crazy. And this is how they do the agenda, especially with the homosexual thing. Like you say, if you're teaching homosexual history to kids, what is that? You know what I'm saying? There's really no such thing as that, but they're going to try to ease that in because that's going to start the sex talk with the kids. And it's like, what is a homosexual? Like, what does that even mean, homosexual history? So they use little ways, and like we talked about the Lil Nas X video, through the music, through the media, to push these agendas. And these are very, you know, what you call left agenda, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely right.
The right and left are the same, but they're left agendas, you know.
And then the narrative is how much these people are being persecuted and suffering. I dare you, and I put out some videos of Honduras, El Salvador, in Guatemala. I put out some scenes of the shopping malls during Christmas. Man, they got some beautiful displays, kids sitting on Santa Claus lap, decorations and everything. They got water parks where the kids can go and slide down and slide into the water and cool off. They got parades that go up and down the streets. The people are dressed in beautiful attire and costumes. You go into the markets, man, you should see the fruits and vegetables. Roger, you could really make a nice stew of dinner if you had that. And you know, the funny thing about it, too, it was one gentleman who went in a store, and he was pricing stuff from chicken to liquor, a fifth of Jack Daniels, about $1.75, beef, pork, somewhere around $1.27 a pound, cornflakes, fruits and vegetables. Can we do that? Are we afforded those type of prices here in the St. Louis area? Come on now, y'all know that you're not. So where is it that these people are suffering? Anyway.
All I know,
if you can't,
all I know is, I've said before, all these other countries that have issues, they need to fix their own place. Stay where you at and fix your own home. Quit running away from your problems. I can't leave.
And not only that.
Look, it's the same way it's here. Being here in North St. Louis, that's the problem we've had throughout the years. We all run away, but we don't stay here and fix it. We should stay. People should stay in their own spot and fix their own problems. That's just my opinion.
And not only that, those countries belong to an organization. It's called the OAS, which consists of 34 countries, the Organization of American States. It's like their UN. United States and Canada belong to it. If you got these problems going on in those countries, shouldn't it be the responsibility of this organization, which speaks like the UN for these countries? Should they not be putting a contingent together in order to solve these problems? If you got people that's sitting on sidewalk cafes having good dinners, meals, and lunches, riding in beautiful cars, taking their kids to the water park, if that's the echelon in that society, should not you tap into the echelon in order to address the misfortunate? Ain't that what they try to do here in the United States? Tax the hell out of the middle class? Think about it. So when you bring them here, guess what? Just like Joe Biden has been hinted to say, taxes going up. Well, it's a shame people voted for him. You asked for Barabbas over Jesus, and you got it.
Why is my gas going up, Brother Bianchi?
Your gas going up. You
why
noticed that
the
too?
Gas going up? Yes, yes.
I thought that was an illusion. Well, not only have the gas went up, shrimp fried rice don't went up. Smoothies have went up. You know, $5 Friday smoothie, now they $6.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought everything
other
was
items.
Supposed to get so much better. I thought everything was going to get so much better for black people when Joe Biden came in.
Well, that's what they say. That's what Clyburn said. But I don't
see
it.
I said two things going up. You know,
well,
I'm not a rich man.
People
don't
got laid off from their job.
$3.
Look, he won't even let them paint the fence or finish putting up the gates. He stopped everything. 50,000 jobs on hold, or should I say one away,
right.
Not including was a loss with the pipeline. You're talking about a lot of money. It is reported that Pennsylvania will lose $50 billion a year with these practices that he's doing. And being that the Suez Canal is blocked because of the mishap they had with a container ship, and oil can't get out of Saudi Arabia to come to the rest of the world, unless they
right,
go through the Mediterranean,
the
and come
canal.
Through the Cape, come through the Straits of Gibraltar. So what did that do
right.
to the oil? And another thing, if American production was running like it was before he came in and messed stuff up, look at the opportunities that American producers could take advantage of supplying the oil to those countries that's now don't have oil because of the shipments coming through the Suez Canal being stifled.
Yes,
I'll see you guys later.
Yes, indeed. Peace. Right on, Carl. Appreciate it. If you're just joining us, fam, it's Collective Minds Radio. We're within the last half hour of the show. Hit us up 929-477-1697. Y'all want to hit the call lines. Carla made some good points. We let him go
okay.
in. We let our brother live. You feel me? Go ahead.
Eric 319-572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I did some research earlier in the week, seeing what was going on down there in South America. It just seemed like in the same trailer of what happened to them. They were just giving their people money, just shelling out money. Because they were so dependent on exporting oil, and they was spreading the money for the oil, but they stopped exporting. So the country collapsed in on. So them countries are collapsing in on themselves. And this is I'm gonna have to say it's somewhere like right here where the government's spreading out all this money. And that's why the prices are going up. Prices are going up because giving away all this money. So when you give people money, the demand of stuff goes up. So they're like, hey, we're going to raise the price. So, but then I want to make a comment. So I was saying something earlier. I was saying something about women don't need a man. I hear that a lot. And a man be trying to get with a woman, she'd be like, I don't need a man. But that's a red flag right there, because that means that every time I try to do something, you're just going to be combative, because you don't need me. So
right.
I don't want
that. Right.
So women are pretty much cornering themselves and pushing men away. I'm like, we don't need you, but you need to come get your baby. But you don't need us. Now you say you don't need us. Now you want us to be responsible for the spawn that you brought up. Because you pushed me out the house. Because you didn't need me. So, and men are starting to wake up and be like, a woman come at him, I'm a 10. No, you're not. You're the other. And then I wanted to comment on, you said about all the drugs being illegal.
Right.
I hope you don't like your stuff too much. But them crackheads and them meth heads will come in and clean you out. And them tweakers, they're not just taking your stereo and your TV. They're taking your copper pipes, your wiring, all of that.
Right. But the only reason they would be breaking in my house is because they're trying to get the drug. What if they can go somewhere where they have a safe space where they can use it if they want?
They on this drug. They're not hiring.
Right. But they only trying to rob. Now, is this true or not? Do they rob so they can get high again?
These tweakers don't have jobs. They still got to come up with the money to buy the stuff. So, which means, in the end, they will still steal your stuff so they can get the money to get their drugs. And you
these drugs to them, brother kid?
Why would I give a crackhead an apartment knowing I'm not going to get no rent money because every time he get money, he's going to go buy that crack or that meth? And I'm supposed to give him a place to stay just so he didn't get high all day? So
there's plenty of them they already got a place to stay. But I'm saying is if it's legal, they can do what they do, and you don't have to they don't have to rob because they have a space where they can go if that's what they want to do.
Now we just gonna give the drug away and make
who providing the dope?
Big old debt keeping these tweakers hot. Now the taxpayers gotta pay these tweakers to get hot. That's not fair.
Right.
And I don't think he's been around too many crackheads and too many methheads to be like, I don't want to be around these people. I don't feel safe.
No, I haven't, but I don't think people are going to start smoking crack or meth just because it's legal. I don't think that's true. I think you're going to have the same amount of people. It's going to be a small portion of the population that like to get high like that.
If you've seen the damage that this meth has, you'd be seeing a whole different story. I know women and people my own age. They look like they're 80 years old.
Right.
So
the question is, what would make a person want to try a drug like that? So that is the question.
They're around a bunch of people. They're like, I don't want to. They start off, I don't want to do it. But then you're around them so much, you're like, okay, let me try it. Because they're weak.
Exactly. So you're answering all the questions.
Then, like I said, where are these jobless drug users going to get the money? Pay for the drugs that they want.
Right.
Us taxpayers are supposed to pay for these people to use drugs and pay for their habits? I have habits too. It's called eating. I have habits by eating and drinking water.
Right, but they say, it's quite funny when they...
To the government, help give me drugs.
Check this out. It's a spot, matter of fact, in Vancouver, Canada, and it's spots across the country as well, but in Canada particularly, they got a spot where they got heroin addicts. They just got a block, and they keep it contained. Like, they have things to help them out, you know what I'm saying? But they have a little block where they can roam and do their thing if that's what they want to do. And
you know,
that's all I'm saying. Like,
and there's more
you know
what I'm
saying?
You guys watch that video? A couple nights ago about the mentally ill being housed in prison?
Yeah, I saw it, Carl. I didn't get a chance to share that with Kevin and Roger, but I saw it. It was hard to watch.
Yeah. It made me cringe because it brought back memories of that stuff happening as a juvenile. So, I just wanted to. I mainly wanted to make sure you guys seen that video about the mental health.
Yeah, I definitely saw it, and I've seen firsthand, you know, how mentally ill people are treated in correctional facilities because I've worked in some. So I've seen that firsthand. It's unfortunate.
And they take your medicine or we're injecting you. So, but. I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all go to the next call. I just had to throw that out there too. I know I had a lot. You guys had a lot to say, so I had a lot to say. So, all right. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to you guys later.
You good? You good, Kyle? Appreciate it.
Yeah. What happened? And do you guys know, like, what happened and why did they close places like, you know, Malcolm Bliss or you know the. Mental hospitals for mental ill people instead of just sending them to jail. Like, what made them go their route? Saying, okay, was it just they saying it's funding, or was it something else that they chose to close the mental hospitals down and just thought to just send them to prison? They just being greedy and cheap.
Right. Well, you know me. I think it was definitely something. It was more racial. And they wanted to fill the prisons. You know, they wanted to put more people in prison. They started privatizing prisons. And, you know, that was the blueprint they wanted to run with. So instead of, you know, claiming people are crazy, which that was a racket too, because they was using a lot of meds to treat people, you know, with mental illness and making things worse. But at the end of the day, they just wanted to get more bodies in jail, in my opinion. That's what I think, you know. They wanted to lock more people up because they was privatizing the prison. It was big money in prison and all that. So they went on the mental health to just lock them mugs up, you know. So,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Deep game. Yeah, it go back to money as well, you know.
Yeah, man, so. Definitely lack of funding. I mean, it's pathetic, you know. It really is. With as many mentally ill people as we have in this country, you would think that we would say, "No, let's get away from that and go back to hospitals that specialize in helping people." But it just shows you that it's not about helping people. It's all about the dollar. It's all about the money. It ain't about helping folks. They get careless. They throw these people in prisons, and the prisons have a no tolerance type way of dealing with you. You know, say, you know, you're gonna take your medicine. You ain't gonna take your medicine. You're starting crazy, and they have to basically jump you and force you to take your medicine. You know what I'm saying? They don't have those resources to be sitting up trying to counsel people and all that. You know, it's sad.
Yeah.
It's really sad. Especially watching that video that, like I said, the caller sent, and I had to send it to y'all too. It was hard to watch because, you know, knowing that some people have these challenges and they can't do nothing about it, and I often try to imagine myself being in a situation like that. Just imagine that, you know, your mind is telling you one thing, and I mean that's your reality. You know what I'm saying? That's your reality. So if you're sitting in a room and you seeing, you know, people looking like monsters, that's what your mind telling you. You know, that's your reality. So you spazzing out, going crazy and scared everybody, but that's your reality. But one thing I remember because I had talked to the caller about this, that some of these people try to commit suicide. And I don't even know I'm going to bring it up. I ain't going to go too hard in it, but. Some of these people try to commit suicide, and they stop these people from, you know, doing stuff to themselves, and they just strap them down and lock them away. Can you imagine that you trying to kill yourself to escape the madness,
right? And somebody, quote unquote, save you, but just strap you and tie you down and force you to deal with the madness. You know, you get what I'm saying? It's like you forced to deal with this negative, this bad thing that's going on with you. I just think it's hard. I have a soft spot for people who have to deal with it. Like I said, I constantly think about, try to put myself in them shoes. Like, man, that's a hard life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, what do you, just out of curiosity, what would you think, or have you thought about another way of handling it if you were there and someone was trying to kill themselves? Like, if not stop them and strap them down, like, what other things do you think should happen? Like, at that time?
Let them do it. I know that sounds so harsh, but let them do it, huh? Because think about it. Like I say, they trying to escape dealing with something that's unbearable. You know, now that's one thing that, you know, if you can get them to, you can get them some type of medication and get them to, you know, be right. But I'm talking about ones who just ain't trying to get no better, don't want to get no better. They just want out. They tired of taking the meds. They just want out. So I'm like, maybe you should just let them do it. Let them be happy. That's what they want to do. Let them do it.
So you support mercy killing? Too.
I do. Yeah, I do. You know, because I know we're getting a long time, but this is something, like, I was forced to deal with something like this a couple of weeks ago. I work in the hospital, and there was a lady there who went into cardiac arrest back in December. She's in her 30s. She was at work, went into a cardiac arrest, and long story short, she was basically brain dead. And her family has tried to keep her alive. She's been hospitalized, like I said, since December. Here we are, you know, 3 months later, and her situation has not improved. So it's like, do you continue to let her just sit around in the vegetable state and try to bring her back? Or do you just let her go? You know, me personally, I think after a certain amount of time, like, you just let them go. But I was asking my mother about it. She said, you know, some people, they can stay in a state like that for years and come out of it. But, man, would you want to? I don't know, man. For me, I just don't know if I want to be like that for no years. What about if there's a piece of you in that body that still know what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's a piece of you in there that's got to go through all that for years. Say, what is it? What if it's a piece of your consciousness that's still in there, that know what's going on, that know that you getting, that you're in a hospital, getting cleaned and you know, cleaned up and tests ran on you and all this, going through all these procedures, but you can't communicate that, so you just stuck in this vegetable state for however long it takes. You know, to me, that's just like being forced in prison. I would rather just go. But that's just me. I wouldn't want to stay like that for months and years. If I can't improve, if my situation ain't going to improve in a couple of weeks, man, just let me go.
I don't know how
y'all feel about it. But y'all want to hang around for, you know, 18 months?
Nah, I'm good. No, I'm good.
Being poked and prodded.
I will be.
Yeah, good. I don't know. I mean, that's hard for me. You know,
Let's revisit it next week.
Yeah, my main thing is my children. You know, it depends on how old my children are. Things like, you know, certain things around me. And not just me, I think that's just in general when it comes to leaving your physical body. That's one of the things that you know, make it hard to leave your physical body, just not just fear the unknown, but also just your I guess what you got going on here too, you know, like family members and things like that around you. So, you know, children, certain things like that, I think can make it tough. So that's hard. I can't give an answer right now. We don't have enough time for me, so we'll save my response for that question for another time.
Yes, ma'am.
But,
all right. Well, yeah. Coming down to the last 5 minutes, you can wrap us up.
Okay, no last final. Also, too, real quick, Foss, I know you sometimes keep up with that Kanika Jenkins thing. You heard anything new about that? I know they were still trying to gain information about that Kanika Jenkins, too.
I haven't looked into it, but I will.
Okay.
I'll let you know what I find out.
Okay. But, yeah, like Brother Kevin said, we are coming to an end, and I would like to thank everybody, and I'm sure Brother Kevin and Mufasa feels the same. We appreciate you guys for supporting us all this time and tuning in with us and checking us out and having this discussion with us on Sundays. We truly appreciate that. We ask you to continue to support us and continue to talk with us each and every Sunday. Always, if you have any show topic ideas, please feel free to send us an email at collectthemindsyahoo.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on Sundays right here. So we appreciate you once again, and tune in with us next week. This is a good discussion. We had a lot of good. I know we didn't get a chance to dive into them all, but I think a lot of great things was brought up. So maybe next week if we get any follow up on any of them, maybe we can maybe discuss some things or bring some things up too. But if nobody else has anything to say, peace. We talk to you next week, Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Praise
be to Allah.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers. Word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking. They thought.